And so I came to these presentations, this PowerPoint presentation. So I might skip some of these slides, but first of all, I emphasize that after the Babylon, that God built up a very special relationship with Israel, not with any other nation. And this was important because today, theologians at theological faculties in Africa teach that the God of the gods of different tribes is actually the same God of Israel. So I emphasize time and again, the God of the Old Testament only revealed himself to one nation. And all the other nations had their own idols. Just as you here in Africa, you have your own idols. Each tribe, own idol with own names. And that's why I put all these verses together so that they could see it. And we took time. We took a lot of time to go through these verses and to explain what these gods were. And they, little by little, they came, they told us, yeah, they have the same characteristics as our gods or the gods our parents worshipped in the past. I remember one day that I was in a country, and I don't remember exactly which country, and I saw a statue of Maria with the child. And the brothers and sisters told me a few decades ago we had here a statue of a goddess, and we came here to worship the goddess. And then the Catholic priest came to baptize all of us, and we got a cross here, and he took away the statue of this goddess and was replaced by Maria and the child. So the people still worshipped at the same place, but you understand, there was no change in their hearts. The statue had changed, but not the spiritual condition of their hearts. It was still a kind of Ashtoreth for them. And also, all these terrible sins that are related to idolatry, when you go through the scripture, you really see Satan is a murderer from the beginning. And he's using the demons to bring people to murder, even to the slaughter of their own children. Imagine a mother who is ready to sacrifice her child. And that's what happened in Africa in the past. And that's what happened in the Aztecs, Mexico, and elsewhere. Not only Africa, everywhere. And again, this slide reminds us how God built his relationship with Israel and why he did it. And I only present this to you because I suppose you know it, so because of time I don't want to show this a long time. But we are very thankful that God had this relationship with Israel to keep the knowledge, to preserve the knowledge of the true and of the living and true God. So that at the end, we also would have that knowledge through the Lord Jesus. And God warned his people to be separated from the other nations. They were unique among all the nations. The theologians, the false theologians in Pretoria, South Africa, white and black theologians together, they teach the God of the all the tribes in the past That's the God of the nations, or the reverse. So this was important to see. And responsibility of Israel, what we spoke about with them, and the failure of Israel, the consequences of Israel's failure, and how in danger it is for them in those days, but also for us today, to start on a slippery road. They started with placing the Canaanite gods in the secondary place to the Lord. So it was a mixed worship. They still worship the Lord, but you also worshiped the gods on the high places. And once they were on the slippery road, they went to step two, as you see, and then step three. That can also happen in our lives. Once we are on a slippery road, we can end up on a very low spiritual place. It was interesting for our brothers and sisters to understand the importance of Israel, not only the people, but also the land and also the holy city. That's very important for God. And it's also for us when we think of the people of the land and the holy city in connection with our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus, who was born out of these people, who has walked in this land, and once will be the King of Kings in Jerusalem. To emphasize the uniqueness of Israel in spite of all other nations, regardless where they are, in Africa, in Europe, in America, or elsewhere. And once they had understood that God had this unique relationship with Israel, once they had understood, our brothers and sisters in Africa, that God only mentioned the nations, or I should say that God only mentioned the idols of the nations who had an historical link with Israel, then we went to the second step, the idolatry that we find in those nations who do not have any relationship with Israel, as we find in Europe, in the past, in Africa, in America, and elsewhere. We have there the different forms of idolatry, as it is known in Africa, but also in other continents, and especially the third one, the worship of deceased ancestors, plays a huge role. Every day, most Africans of the equatorial part of Africa, I don't know much about the northern part, but as far as the equatorial part is concerned, and in South Africa, with Johannesburg, Cape Town, that part, there you see these forms of idolatry, especially ancestral worship. They live in fear. We give thanks to the Father because He has delivered us from the power of darkness and transported us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. But they live in fear. And those brothers and sisters who are still influenced by the extended family, they can still live in fear because of these ancestors. They believe the spirits of the ancestors are still around them.